USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
America's top diplomat with, again, this warning for Russia.
If Moscow chooses the path of aggression and further invades Ukraine, the response in the United States and our allies will be swift. It will be united. It will be severe.
But Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying late Saturday that Russia still has that option available to choose diplomacy.
That a diplomatic path to resolving this crisis, a crisis created by the unprovoked massing of Russian forces all around Ukraine, that diplomatic path remains open.
The skies over SoFi Stadium near L.A. under very close watch today because of the Super Bowl. The FAA says pilots flying small planes entering a temporary flight restriction area could face fines of over 30 grand and possible criminal charges as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Winter Games in Beijing were delayed a bit yesterday because of some heavy snow there. Germany and Norway leading the medal count so far at the Winter Olympics. Norway racking up the most medals total so far with 18. Germany and Norway are tied for the most gold medals with 8 each. USA, Sweden, the Netherlands, they're tied for second place when it comes to golds with 5 each. It seems right after the Ukraine crisis, the next thing on the list of concerns in America lately is inflation, which is at the highest rate in 40 years. Texas Republican Rep. Lance Gooden says the White House strategy is simply not working.
I know the future will be bleak as long as the only solution the Democrats have is to continue spending more money. And all these spending packages that we have talked about, the Build Back Better, these are things that will increase inflation and just further delay our recovery.
The congressman spoke on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The latest wrinkle in the U.S. House investigation of the January 2021 attack on Capitol Hill, well, it's that there are some missing call log entries during the course of that afternoon. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Unnamed sources told the New York Times and ABC News that phone records show no entries of calls to or from former President Trump via the White House switchboard, despite numerous reports that he spoke to lawmakers in the House after the beginning of the attack. The records don't indicate there's been any tampering with the call logs, and it's widely known that Trump often used his personal cell phone and those of his aides to make and receive calls. Sources said the logs show no phone calls for multiple hours when Trump returned to the Oval Office after he gave his speech on the 2020 presidential election at the Ellipse. Supporters who attended the speech marched from the park near the White House to the Capitol, where they attempted to interrupt Congress's certification of the electoral votes. The lack of call records comes as Trump faces scrutiny for allegedly violating the Presidential Records Act by ripping up paper records during his time in office. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Make sure your internet history reflects you visiting usaradio.com when you get a chance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.